CBS Sports Radio.
Live from CBS Radio Studios in New York City, it's the DA Show with your host, Damon Amendolara, featuring producer Mraz and the musical sounds of the Zap Zap Orchestra. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's DA.
And a happy Friday to you, everybody. It's June the 16th, 2023, and you have arrived at Bob's 3. It's the Bob's Bar Show, and we have got all types of gadgets and goodies and celebrities. Wow, look at this. So glad you're with us here in West Babylon, New York. It is just an amazing outpouring of loyalty and support and passion for the show, and the listeners are just amazing. We have listeners from all across the entire country, East Coast, Midwest, West Coast. It's just outrageous to me. Coming up this hour on the show, the great Katie Linedahl is going to join us here at Bob's Bar. We also have Stunned to a News, and we have a very special toast to a very special guy here at Bob's Bar. Next hour, 1 hour from now, we've got the oil of Boyle. He's getting all types of lubed up, and I don't mean by the oil right now. He is, I believe, four orange crushes deep. So Boyle is feeling really good right now, and we'll have to see who gets to oil him up, who came from the farthest away. Also, next hour, the Belch and Bassa, which is the official summer kickoff, as Mraz will dress up in his oldest New Jersey Nets jersey, his oldest pair of skid-marked underwear. Then he will have Badlands belch in his face and be slapped by a kielbasa, then kicked into the pool.
And Badlands is guaranteed he's going to try to go for his record belch.
Yes, longest belch ever.
So,
the Booker sandwiches are being cooked as we speak. I can see the smoke hovering up off of the grill. Bob right now holding court. It is amazing sight to behold. And it is open bar for everybody here, guys. Just enjoy yourselves. That cooler is filled with beer for everybody. We've got Arizona, who brought hard iced teas for everybody. We've got a mimosa station back there. We've got Orange Crush with fresh squeezed orange as well. We've got it all.
Got Moist Pork taking selfies with Katie Linedahl.
Moist Pork's taking selfies with Katie. And I believe we have our next Dana Mechanicsburg jersey change, costume change. He's gone from the Jeff Blake Arizona Cardinals jersey to a Brian Hoyer Cleveland Browns jersey.
That actually might be his most respectable jersey he owns. Hoyer had a decent year with the Browns.
Did he?
He did.
Wow.
He had him in playoff contention in December 1 year.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, really, it's a sight to behold. And you let a little nugget slip. Yesterday on the show, a young man by the name of Avery in the Bay Area called up, and he said, I am trying to make the show. Now, Avery started a GoFundMe account for it, and at the time that we had him on the show, he was $0 towards his $750 goal.
Yes.
He did not have a pledge yet.
Yeah. Kaplan, I think, was his first pledge.
And I said to Avery, I said, look, I love your passion for the show. I love your loyalty. But I don't want you to pay out of pocket to come out of here. I'm sure there's better bills to pay. There's other things to do. And he wouldn't take no for an answer. I thought it was late in the game. I thought prices would skyrocket. I said, I don't think you should do this. Instead, Avery ignored the naysayers. Avery is in the A's hat back there. Avery from Oakland, California, booked a flight yesterday. He booked a flight yesterday.
Congrats,
to make it. And how cool is that? Let's hear for this dude the commitment.
24 hours ago, he's on the phone with us from Oakland.
He has not slept, he said.
Since that phone call?
You have not slept since the phone call.
Oh, wow.
24 hours ago, the guy was on the phone with us. 24 hours later, he's here from Oakland.
Three time zones away. I know my time
zones. Three time zones.
Yeah.
So, Avery, amazing commitment. We will talk to you coming up a little bit later on in the show. A's hat, fight the A's. That is amazing. Heart, soul, we love it. Thanks so much, bro, for making it.
And in the mix to oil boil.
And he's in the mix to oil boil as well. That's a long ways away. Now, we've dotted the map here. Oakland, California. We've got guys from Alabama.
Yeah.
We've got guys from Ohio. We've
how about
got
our guys how about our Michigan people?
Michigan.
They flying in.
Flying in from Michigan. We got South Carolina. We got everybody. So
too many Orioles jerseys, though. This is a Yankee bar, guys.
It's Camden North around here. So why don't we hand the mic off as a salute to where everybody has come from?
Well, the mothership's connected from way high on top of Hudson. You can hear him every weekday, Eastern time, 6, 8 to 10. His producer's a big body standing next to Pete Bellotti. Tell me where in the world is Damon Amendolara? Andrew Kaplan runs the cameras like a Hollywood director with the scrolls and special features, a true artist at his craft. Locked away in a side room, his go-to move is the close zoom. Tell me where in the world is Damon Amendolara? He goes El Paso to Erie to Boise to Seattle, San Jose, Sea Island, Georgia, and back. Well, he's taking out the trash each and every single Tuesday, playing beep beep sanitation, and that's some real stinky debris. Andrew Bogish with the latest. This show sure is just the greatest. Tell me where in the world is Damon Amendolara?
Hey!
Oh my goodness. Wow.
All right, all right.
Wow. Where did we find that person?
Now, where in the world is the Gidget of Gadgets, the heroine of Halloween? She has all these amazing gift ideas, and she has to be one of the most generous people that I've ever met. She comes with gifts for all of us all the time. She is also a superstar of song. She is now a newly minted country music star. It's just amazing to see the evolution of an already bright star becoming even brighter. Everybody, let's hear it for Katie Linnendahl. Katie started here on the show as almost we inherited a new player because she was doing spots with Taz of the Moose.
Yes.
And so we inherited her, and I was like, she's got great energy. She's got great ideas. She's awesome. Little did I know she would become a close, tight family friend and somebody that I would, to me, go to the ends of the world for.
Aww.
And so Katie came here all the way from Boston to spend time with us, and that is amazing. And you always look chipper, and we all look like old, disheveled dogs.
Amazing.
So
good to be here.
It's great to have you. So how was the drive down? Did you take the train or what?
No, we drove. So we were on our way here. We were supposed to get here about 2 o'clock yesterday. But then we found out that there was a Flag Day parade in one of the towns off of Boston. So we made it in last night about 2:30 in the morning.
What?
We had to U-turn for the parade. I love parades. I love carnies. I love amusement parks. I will hit the brakes for a good Flag Day.
So you just stopped for the Flag Day parade.
Yeah. So we were running a little late.
Okay.
We got here late last night, but I'm happy to be here.
Oh, man, amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So your entrance is incredible. You rolled in with a New York Giants. Tell me about what this
is.
Okay,
I brought lots of gadgets this morning, including this entire box of cannolis. You guys.
Oh! Cannolis, everybody!
Pass
cannolis! Pass them around. All right.
Italian bakery open here on Long Island at 7 a.m.
Oh,
all right.
You got cannolis from an Italian bakery on Long Island. You know they're going to be good.
They're going to be slamming. So I rolled in with a New York Giants remote-controlled cooler.
Wow.
It is for Bob.
Wow.
Oh, come over here, man.
All right, Bob.
Bob, this
look
is
at
one
this.
Of my favorite gadgets. Got this overnighted.
Overnighted.
It has Bluetooth speakers. It has headlights. My mom built it for you last night.
Wow.
Fast. Got it in there. 30 can capacity. And here is the remote. You can actually drive it around.
Katie, this is a big gift because you did get an oh wow out of Bob, which is better than any of the Christmases over the last 15 years.
Bob, we got 3 speeds here. You want to put it into high gear. 4 buttons. Up, down, left, right. You can't screw this up. No select start.
Unbelievable. You can drive that up and down the block.
This is going to be great.
Well, he never has to leave his bar stool now.
Gelb, you got to park this.
It was very nice.
That is awesome. So what is that called?
So this is a C3 cooler. You can actually customize it by any team that you like. So obviously got you hooked up with the Giants. And it's just a party starter. You know?
Yeah.
Throw the beverages in there. Deliver them to people. They don't even have to get up out of their seats.
Yeah, Katie, unreal. I can tell you. So Bob's Bar on a football Sunday, September, October, you know, we bring out multiple TVs. Giants are our team, right? There are many a time where you just are waiting for that first person to get up off the stool to use the bathroom and go, can you grab me one of the coolers? Can you grab me one of the coolers?
There it is.
So this now will be Bob sits there. Who's ready for a beer? Drive it right on over, and the beers come to us from the store.
The cooler comes to you.
The cooler comes to you.
Wow.
That is awesome. That's a C3, you said?
C3 cooler, yeah. And again, you get any team. So.
Okay. Wow. So you can get that online, I'm guessing.
And then you can fire up the music, too. That's probably my favorite feature.
Yeah.
There. Bluetooth audio.
Oh, man. That is really cool. All right. Right on.
That is awesome.
So. Do you have some gift ideas for Father's Day for us?
Oh, yeah. So we got Father's Day coming up. You know, guys like to hook you up with all the great gadgets.
Yeah.
So Mraz and I have been chatting about one of my favorite gadgets because parties, entertaining, it's like the worst when you get bitten up by mosquitoes, right?
Yeah. For sure.
So there is a new system that I actually partnered up with on Thermacell, which they're known for their mosquito technology. You can put a perimeter around your entire home.
Ooh,
up to 1,600 feet.
Ooh.
And it actually repels people safe, pets safe. It will repel all the mosquitoes from your entertaining, from your backyard barbecue pits. So you got the people over. Set it up. You can actually set it up with the app.
Yeah, you got to see this.
You got zone coverage.
Wow. It could repel Patriots fans?
Yes. Katie was nice enough to send one my way. It is unbelievable.
Wow. All right.
This thing is like, you should have said, my wife, what is it? You know, should have seen the toast. You couldn't get it through the door. What is this by? I told you, Katie is sending something important for us entertaining. And I broke it out. It is unbelievable.
So that's how we keep Jack away from Bob's
think
bar.
Think about, though. I mean, I'm not going to try to trash other stuff. But, you know, you've lit torches or going with the big spray down or everything.
Well, how about you go to the store and there's the rackets?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that weird?
Yeah. Like, I don't want to be hitting flies out there.
I'm an alpha female, but I just, like, kind of whacking a bug to kill it.
So it exists around the perimeter of your house, and there's literally an on-off button from your phone, from the app. And when you're ready to have people, you powered up 15 minutes before, all the bugs gone.
Whoa, that's a game changer.
And I like that it's people and pet friendly, so you don't have to worry about any toxic craziness going on around your place.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Especially
very
my
cool.
house, two kids, two dogs. It's a scene.
I love it. All right. That's great. What else we got?
Oh, so I brought Bob a Spotify plaque. Now, this is a little awkward. This is like one of those Griswold gifts because I'm gifting you a photo of myself.
Oh!
Not weird at all. So, this is under $20. You can actually customize any photo that you want.
Wow.
So if you guys have like a photo or a song that you like, you and your dad, you can actually put the QR code. It goes right to the Spotify song, and it is an acrylic plaque. You put any photo on there. This obviously goes to my new song. Put it on Bob's Bar. So you can scan it and instantly bring up the Spotify track.
Oh, that is so
cool.
So,
wow.
Katie, I'm going to tell you where this is going to get used. Of course, you know, your hands will be the one. But if I had to pick another song, you have the cooler already. We love playing the Giants touchdown song
back
in the New York groove. And it's always a scramble when they're scoring. Who's got the phone ready? Something like that.
Yeah.
Have it sit right there on the bar.
Oh, yeah.
Bam. We got the Giants touchdown song ready to go.
I like that.
I love this. Okay. And for those that don't know, Katie does have a hit song called Your Hands.
Yeah.
So you can stream that all places that you get your music. Download that. Check that out. She basically gets like half a cent every time you hit play. So just keep hitting play. Just keep hitting play.
And P.S. all that half a cent adds up and goes right to veterans, which we're so proud of.
And that's exactly right. Katie's all the profits that she uses, she always goes to good causes. And veterans are very close to her heart. She has a military family. So that is so cool as well. All right, I love it. Anything else that you want to?
Well, we see the little one bag in front of you.
Yes.
Congratulations, D.A.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
You're like real adulting. You got the house.
Yeah.
You got a child.
Yeah. Yeah, that came out of nowhere, actually.
This all happened real fast. That came out of nowhere, really?
Well, no, we had planned it, but everybody kept saying, are you nervous? Are you nervous? And I said, no, I'm not really that nervous. I'm excited. I always wanted to be a dad. And then he came, and I was like, oh, my God, what did I do? And there's been a couple of times where it's like daddy stares out the window like, I think life is now over.
Well, you're like in charge of a human being now.
I'm in charge of a human being. I had to change dirty diapers, poopy diapers, middle of the night. I'm setting an alarm at midnight to be like, okay, what am I doing here? And then it's like, oh, yeah, vacations are over, bars are over, games are over. Like, you just don't do anything.
Raz has, like, been there, done that.
Raz has been there. That's what you need a gaga and a lolly for.
That's what you need grandparents for.
Exactly.
Yes.
Huge.
So, believe me, I am now offering my parents major cash incentives. I'm just like, what will it cost? I don't know how to stop him from crying. If maybe you can figure it out, I will pay anything.
take the direct deposit. Whatever I earn goes into your account. It's a beautiful thing. I love AJ. And
yeah, but thank you for keeping it real, because you know the people are like, oh, he's just, thank you for saying
no,
what it's.
Everybody's like, oh, you're going to love being a parent. There's nothing better. I'm like, yeah, that is amazing. But who mentioned the horror of waking up and being like, there's somebody screaming like a car alarm, and you can't stop it. There's no way you can stop it, and it'll be hours on hours on hours. I'm like, shit, my wife left for work on Monday, and she's like, can you watch AJ for a couple of hours? I said, of course, yeah, no problem. She left the door, he started crying. She came in 5 hours later. She's like, did he ever stop? I was like, not really. No, not really. He's just still crying. I tried everything. Fed him, burped him, changed him, swaddled him, everything. I don't know. He just is not having it today. So
it gets better.
Who mentions that?
No one.
Who mentions?
It's part of the package, apparently.
It's part of the package.
And you know what, for me,
it'd be nice if somebody mentioned it.
Naps on demand have, out the window. You can't just randomly take a nap.
No, there's no naps.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hear this from DA. Me and Bogush most certainly mentioned this to DA that he'd be going through this. Who is he kidding?
Oh, and I love the people that are like, oh, you just let him cry it out. Oh, sure. So why don't you just turn on a boombox to the loudest volume possible, put on some type of screeching noise, and put it next to your ear, and just see how long you can endure it. Yeah, just don't cry it out.
It's kind of like buying a house near a train station. Eventually, you just get used to it. You don't even realize it's happening.
Now, I'm exaggerating a little bit. Now, the Bourbon Belle is amazing.
Oh, you just realize she's listening is what happened.
Well, she's handling this all day today, but... I mean, you're right. Adult.
Yeah, she's like, you did 3 hours. I got this days on
days.
That's
right. Right. DA, you got 4 hours. I did 20 hours. So, I mean, that's where she deserves to.
She also, you know, gave birth.
That's the other thing. And I bow at the altar of moms. Totally bow the altar. First of all, they carry this for 9 months. Then something comes from inside your belly to outside your belly as a human being within seconds. It's like
that thing
was inside for 9 months. Now it's outside and it's a human being. That is incredible. Then they have to nurse. They're the only ones that can do it unless you use formula. Like you, the guys are just like, what do I do? I don't know. Can I get a bottle for you? It's unbelievable. So moms are just next level incredible. Next level incredible. And I mean, for the Burrell, for Danielle, for all the moms that we know, for my mom, for my grandmom, from Nancy, I mean, your mom, who I've met, is just a total incredible superstar.
It's Father's Day weekend. Let's calm down.
I can't say enough about moms.
I second that. I echo that wholeheartedly.
Now, it's a beautiful thing, of course, to have a child, but it is something.
It's work, DA.
It's the best and worst thing in the world.
And nobody ever mentions the worst.
Right. But for everybody to say there's nothing better, I mean 16 beers in the Grove before an Ole Miss Alabama game.
Slightly better. 8 hours of sleep in a row is slightly better.
Yeah.
It's slightly better. No, it means the world that you came down here, and we had so many listeners.
Yes, we didn't talk about the gadget for the new parents.
You're right. Okay. So
it's such a good gadget.
So I say all of this because it's been impossible to get AJ to just like settle down for a long time. And Katie sent me one of the great gifts ever. It is called a Mamaroo, okay? Kind of like a mama kangaroo. And it is like a seat that has a couple of different settings. It's Wi-Fi enabled if you want that, or you can just press the button. It has different settings of how it bounces and speeds. And you put the baby in, and he just goes like this. And you just walk away, and he just keeps doing this. And he does this, and he does this, and you're like...
I'm trying to buy you time back, DA.
And it's amazing. So the Mamaroo, and you got the Mamaroo for these guys.
One for Brad,
and they both swore by it,
yeah.
And it was awesome. It's awesome.
It was a third parent in my house that was much needed at the time.
Yeah.
Taylor would not be who she is today without the Mamaroo.
Oh,
I can assure you that.
That speaks volumes.
Yeah, I would not be who I am today without
her. So... Yeah, the Mamaroo is huge, so thank you so much.
Good gadget for anyone with a newborn.
Yeah,
for
huge,
sure.
Huge, huge, huge gadget. So thanks so much for that. So, yeah, you always come bearing amazing gifts, and, maybe we'll give some stuff away to the listeners at some point.
Oh, yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah, it's including the cannolis that are
including
really
the cannolis.
Yeah. I can't wait for that break.
Do you want to discuss that now, or do you want?
Yeah, let's do something now.
Okay,
I got two gadgets that I could that I think would be a great giveaway.
Okay, what do we want to give away?
So I brought in Airflies. This is one of my new go-to gadgets. I've already purchased a ton of these. They are. You ever get on a plane and you can't use your headphones because they have like a 1990s jack?
All the time.
And you're like, dude, I got these Bluetooth wireless
yeah,
headphones.
Exactly.
I got to plug into this jack. I don't have a thing to plug into the jack. A 3.5 millimeter cord. So you plug in the Airfly. Got this little gadget in my bag. I'll get it out momentarily. Plug it right in there, and it actually connects via Bluetooth. So it's a wireless adapter that you can use on a plane or you can use on a treadmill when you are traveling.
Ooh,
now,
nice.
Yuli comes in black, but they also I brought a white one as well. So why don't we give one of those away?
Okay, awesome.
All right.
But let's give both away.
Yeah, why don't we do this? Maybe we can throw everybody's name in a hat and we can kind of pull
okay.
out. So we'll do that maybe next commercial break.
Or maybe, how about in the commercial break, we do a little DA show trivia.
Ooh.
Could do that, yeah, whatever.
That was an old trick we used in Boise.
Whatever you want to do,
okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All
so
right.
we'll do that. Okay,
let's do
awesome.
It.
And then I hope you're ready for the grotesqueness of next hour when we are oiling up Pat Boyle. I don't know where Boyle is. There he is. We're going to oil him up. Whoever came from the farthest away gets to oil up his pecs, okay? And then.
Oh, please, me.
Okay.
Please, me.
And
right out in front.
If you want left bicep, we can give you that.
I'm good.
Okay, you're good.
I'm good.
And then we are going to have the Belch and Bassa.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
What that is Badlands Booker is going to eat as many donuts as possible.
Yes.
He's going to chug an entire liter of Diet Coke and then try to set a world record for belching in his face.
For seconds sustained.
Mraz's face.
Wow. Wait, is it a legit world record?
I don't know. Badlands, do we know if it's a world record belch? Do we know the world record?
I don't know the world record.
He doesn't know the world record.
Wait a second. That's a perfect opportunity to look this up.
Oh, the world record is 18 seconds.
What kind of range are we looking at here?
His record is 9 seconds, but he said he's going to go for his record. So
y'all
we need
have
nine
an opportunity
more
to double it down on this. We got. So listen, I've done a Guinness World Record. It was one of my highest-ranking achievements, okay? You have to have a Guinness World Record adjudicator literally on site for
okay.
most of the qualifiers.
Uh-huh.
You have lots of witnesses here. We can pull this off.
Let's go.
We can all be part of history.
All right.
Nobody wants to achieve things more than Katie Lynn at all. She's like,
that's
we can do this, everybody.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
I am ready.
Let's go.
All right, so we're going to try that next hour.
I can put this on my resume.
The Belch and Bassa.
Katie and Badlands talking about world records is like DA show inception right now. I am like, there's belches echoing throughout
there's
the crowd. Hey, you'll get banned from a PGP for that.
So it's all straight ahead. Katie, stick around. We've got Stunned to a News coming up here next, okay?
Oh, perfect. Yes. And this Stunned, I am going to tell a story, and I want you to give me a yay or nay, cool or not.
It's a personalized Stunned to a News from a listener of ours.
Yes, absolutely.
How about that? It's coming up here next. Let's hear for Bob's Bar, everybody. We're off and running. You should watch us on YouTube. Go to the CBS Sports Radio channel. Also on Twitch at watchda.com. Stream us audio-wise using the free Odyssey app and the CBS Sports app. And tell your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio, as well as, of course, hundreds of affiliates nationwide and SiriusXM 158. We will come back with Bob's 3, the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, this is Morgan Freeman. You may know me from such projects as Mraz's Inner Monologue and Driving Miss Daisy. At this moment, Mraz is eyeing another breakfast sandwich, and he's distracted. Now he's looking at the donuts. Oh no, he's becoming very distracted. Now he's using a bagel as a coaster. This is bad. Very bad. Welcome to the Bob's Bar Show.
It's Bob's 3 here at Bob's Bar in West Babylon, New York. The crowd has filtered in. They have enjoyed themselves very much. The bar is open. We've got orange crushes. We've got a mimosa bar. We've got coolers of beer. We've got Arizona hard iced teas. The Arizona people came to sponsor the show today, and we have people from all over the place, South Carolina, Alabama, driving through the night to get here. We have somebody from Oakland, California, somebody from Vancouver. It is just outrageous the type of all walks of life that made it here. Katie Linedahl is here, the Gidget of Gadgets. We also have the Schwartzes here. We have Badlands Booker here. It's just been all types of amazingness. And for those that couldn't be here, you are with us in spirit. All of these listeners are the best representative of the listeners that we have. So if you couldn't make it this year and you're planning on next year or whatever, fear not, you're being represented very well. And if you feel like you're missing out, you have serious FOMO, you should, because this is a party.
That's true.
This is a real party. And it's going to be a party throughout the day. I think early on, Mraz was like, okay, we'll clear the backyard by noon or something, and that is not going to happen. These people want to be here, and they want to stay here. So, Katie, I think that this is an all-day affair.
And a school bus just drove by. We should invite some. Just come on, hang out.
Just invite the kids.
Yeah, it's a party.
Just invite all the third graders to walk on in. So we are going to have the Belch and Bassa coming up here about an hour from now. We've got the oil boil at the top of the hour. We also have another rendition of Songbird of a New Generation coming up here as well. And you can watch it all at watchda.com. That's mobile friendly. You can also watch it on YouTube and on Twitch. And it is worth every cent of admission here because the weather held out. I don't know if you looked at the forecast, but early in the week it looked pretty rainy. And instead today it's gorgeous. It's perfect.
It was looking a little rough, DA.
I know.
Got it work here. Hey, now, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What's the pregame situation for trying to break this record? I got questions.
Well,
what do you do?
I think it's chug a full liter of Diet Coke. I think that's what Badlands is planning on doing. One full liter. Sounds healthy, right?
I was just thinking that.
You probably haven't had a full liter of Diet Coke in your entire life. He's going to do it in one sitting right before he belches in Mraz's face.
Poor Mraz has been through so much in the last few years.
We have really abused him. We have really, truly abused him. But that's
Mraz's
what the show
life
is built on.
Has just went south.
Plummeted.
Yeah.
It was 78 before he started the show. Now it's in the late 50s.
I laugh.
Yeah, I know. I have said my stated goal is triple digits. I want to hit 100. Do you have a stated goal?
Like 150.
Oh, 150.
Yeah. I'm gonna double down on that.
You are breaking the record of anybody ever.
Possible, but yeah. Yeah, think about it. Life expectancy has gone. It's at, 78 now?
I think it might be,
Like the median?
That.
Yeah, well, we should crush 100.
Okay. And you have plenty of gadgets that will keep us alive, I'm sure.
Right. By that time, got it all figured out. Without getting into too gray of areas, you know?
We are going to have the entire show archived on YouTube as well. So if you missed the first part of the show or you got to tune out or so, you can watch the entire archived episode on YouTube. YouTube is great. They have our full episodes on there every day. So this show will be online forever, basically, for you to relive it. And some of the real greats are here. Steven Severna Park is here. Dana Mechanicsburg showed up. Gloria Splatt is here. We finally learned who Gloria Splatt really is. We have Gordon in Vancouver. We've got a bunch of... We've got Moist Pork and his neighbor Shlomo. We've got all these famous D-aliens that have made
Amazing.
Their way down here. So that's... It's really special. It's kind of like going to a red carpet affair and you see celebrities up close.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in
and
person.
I like when they give you your their social handle and you're like, oh, you're Moist Pork. Now it all makes sense.
Now, Moist Pork's real name is Moishe Plotkin, and Mraz mistakenly called it Moist Pork. He read it on the air as Moist Pork, and so that just stuck. Moishe Plotkin became Moist Pork.
His name's actually better than Moist Pork, too.
Right, it's a good name. It's a really good name. So we're kind of vamping here until Mr. Bogish does his headlines, but I think we're good to go. Bogues, you got... Headlines here?
Yeah, we're ready. Headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com.
Do you need my microphone?
Careers.
Okay.
And apply online today. As a show, we could not be happier for the people of Vegas. They're getting the A's. They've got the Stanley Cup. And last night, they saw an impressive 3-0 win for U.S. men's soccer over Mexico in the Nations League semifinals. Christian Pulisic scored twice. Now they'll face Canada for the title. That game featuring 4 red cards and an early end.
Oh, my.
Because of some unacceptable chance from the Mexican fans. The Dodgers had lost 3 series in a row. Another rubber game. This one with the White Sox in L.A.
is going to do it. Robert won't even move. It lands, and the game is over. Chris Taylor in to score. The Dodgers from down 4-0 to win 5-4. They win the series. Freddie Freeman with a walk-off base hit.
All called by Joe Davis on Sportsnet LA, a 5-4 win for those Dodgers. The Guardians got an 8-6 win in San Diego, avoiding a three-game sweep. And the Cubs got a three-game sweep, 7-2 over the Pirates. The Angels, another win in Texas, this time 5-3. They take 3 out of 4, a home run, and 6 innings on the mound for Shohei Ohtani. And a rare win for the Tigers, 8-4 in Minnesota, just their second win in 13 games. And a record-setting first round for Ricky Fowler and Xander Schauffele yesterday at the U.S. Open at L.A. Country Club. They're 8-under-62s, matching the best round ever at any major. It's also the third and fourth 8-unders in tourney history. They have a two-shot lead on Dustin Johnson and Wyndham Clark. And now, we're getting stuck.
Woohoo!
Doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
This show is too special for just me to do a stunned to a news. So for the first time ever, let me hand over the mic.
Wow.
All right, so I really wanted Katie in for this. We have a great listener named Mariana, okay?
Mariana's amazing.
Mariana had booked a hotel. She is not with us today, and I'll get to that at the end of the Stundua News. How was she paying for the hotel, you ask? Mariana was selling some old shoes online. And a
now,
guy,
she's in Boise.
No, she's not in Boise. She's in Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Mariana's in Virginia. She was going to drive up to the hotel. She was selling some old shoes. Sure, I'll see what I can get. I'll sell some stuff. I'm going to use all this to make the Bob's Bar trip.
Okay.
A man bought her shoes and said it was for his sister. Until they arrived, and he messaged her back, "Do you have any dirty socks, too?"
Oh, no.
I believe this to be accurate, but Mariana's friend jumped in and said, "I'll help you out here." And he was, in fact, sold dirty socks. And enough money was made that Mariana's hotel was covered for this trip. The most stunning part may not even be that. It'll be after she went through all of that, some creep buying her stuff. Mariana got a kidney stone last night and could not make the trip after selling a creepy guy sneakers and socks.
Oh, my goodness.
So we ask on Stundua News, is it okay to get to Bob's Bar if that means selling your sneakers and dirty socks to a creepy man?
Yes, by any means possible, hook or by crook. Mariana was going to fund her trip to Bob's Bar by selling her old shoes, and the dude that bought it wanted old socks as well.
This is bad, you guys.
It's bad.
I thought this was a Poshmark story. She made a few hundred bucks. Things just got real weird.
The dirtier the better, I believe, is what the guy said.
No, I have issues with this. What's up with people and their feet fetishes? It's weird. I'm late to the party in a lot of things in life. It's a lot of Catholic schooling education. What's up with people and their feet issues? And then wait, she committed and drove it home.
I mean, but you have to take the money, right? If
no!
they want, if you, they you, want the socks,
you sell out your integrity. That's weird.
Is Nobody it? Really knows until it ends up on a radio show. Then everybody knows, I guess.
Well, no, she knew after he asked for the follow-up.
I can on the sly sell some socks and make some cash, and no one needs to know.
And how much money did she make out of this?
Enough for a hotel room.
Did she get her money back?
I will tell you, the hotel room was $400 a night.
Wow. So where did she stay?
I don't know. Maybe the A's 4 points. I don't know.
But she came up here and she's at the hotel.
No. So she was prepared to leave yesterday, and she DM'd me. She goes, "You would not believe after everything I went through." She had severe pain. So she got rushed to the ER. I'm all proof. I submit she has full blown kidney stone.
Oh man!
I mean, now we got to start a GoFundMe, and then we have to explain the story.
We gotta sell
Nobody's
more socks.
No one. Everybody's gonna be like, "That's that whole story's jacked."
I'm not judging Mariana for selling the dirty socks.
No,
you make a dime any way you can.
It's a victimless crime too. If their socks are dirty, you take them. You do whatever you want with
them.
Do
we
know
who this
asked?
Gentleman is?
No. It's all it's Pete. But no,
is
we don't
he
know.
Here at the property?
He's wearing a hope he has nothing to do with the Bob's Bar Show.
So you're telling me if some dude online was like, "Hey, I would spend a lot of money on your old socks," you would not sell them?
I don't want to open up a can of worms here, but y'all don't know the DMs that I get, okay?
Well, yeah.
No, we're not selling out that way.
Okay.
No.
Okay. But you don't judge Mariana.
No judgment. You do you.
Right.
So no judgment.
So you're telling me those charger. Can I get that off of you or no?
A wireless.
No. So those.
A thumb drive.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a lot different than selling some dirty socks. Okay?
So those Chanel glasses were not funded by old dirty socks.
No. If I gotta get a side hustle at like Pottery Barn, that's one thing. Okay. I'm not going through my shoe closet to make some extra bucks.
Your side hustle is selling CDs now. Stop it.
Yeah, CDs.
Yeah, songs.
Oh my God. All right. When we come back from break, everybody. We are saluting the man of the hour, Bob, with a special, special honor. So everybody here, get a cup ready to go, okay? Not a beer. I want a cup in front of you because I got something for us all to toast to Bob for, okay? So get ready. This is the Bob's Bar Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Where else can you find Badlands Booker slapping people in the face with kielbasa? You have entered Bob's Bar.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Bob's Bar. Bob's three. We're doing Bob things here. And let us remember that Bob has celebrated retirement recently. So I wanted to do two things today. I wanted to thank him for opening up his doors to us. This is Bob's Bar. This has been the best site ever for a show to do a live remote. I mean, it's so warm, it's inviting, it's perfect. It's got alcohol, it's got sports, it's got it all for us. And he's been kind enough to say, yeah, everybody come, and he's cooking for everybody. So I wanted to salute that. And I also wanted to salute a long-tenured, honorable service at the deli counter. This has been a long career of slicing meats and making people feel good and being friendly and doing what he does. So let's hear it for Bob, everybody.
Thank you.
Bob, 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 Bob.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for coming out. I really appreciate everybody showing up here at Bob's Bar and making this an event, an annual event.
It's a bunch of miscreants. It's a bunch of ridiculousness, but it's our ridiculousness. And so everybody raise a cup of rum chata, okay? I bought this big bottle of rum chata yesterday for Bob. This is his favorite drink, okay? So on the count of three, let's chant Bob's Bar. One, two, three. Bob's Bar! And everybody...
Thank you. And
in honor of that,
take a sip of that.
We've got something for Bob, all right, everybody? This was from the D'Aliens in your spirit, and this is something that we wanted to give Bob. Okay, so Bob, you can grab this. You can maybe give the microphone to your wonderful eldest son and open that up.
Only.
Yeah, we felt like this was something that everybody that was here at Bob's Bar for year three has a bit of a hand in, and this is for Bob. This is a big old sign that says Bob's Bar. This is going up in the rafters, everybody, and this is for everybody that came here far and wide, traveled long, for all the D'Aliens that couldn't be here as well. This will go to the rafters here at Bob's Bar in honor of the show and in honor of Bob's. Let's hear it for Bob's Bar, everybody.
It will get hung very proudly. Thank you.
You got it, man. All right.
Wow.
And so...
Cheater only got a surfboard.
The only thing we can't do... We can't let Frank Viola see this.
No.
Okay? We can't let Viola
see
this.
No, Viola's still going to hold that grudge.
Okay.
Frank, be with us today. I'd say he sends his regards, but he didn't answer my email.
I couldn't swing anyway.
Did you pay for that in used shoes?
So we did not have to fund it through used shoes, but
okay.
We would have if needed.
Okay.
We would have if needed. All right. The party continues here.
Yeah, I do have to just say real quickly, DA, I have heard that there's somebody named Peter Schwartz might be poking around from one of the thermosil mosquito things.
Cable. Okay.
Yeah, we can make something happen.
So Schwartz is looking to leave here with something.
Well, it wouldn't be an event without Schwartz making sure he makes something happen.
But so, Katie, you know.
We're hooking it up with the Father's Day gadgets. You know, I'm working with Thermacell. We can see what we can do for you. You know, you got that entertaining space. You got to take care of the wife's on you. We got you covered.
So there you go.
Now, the rum chata is a delicious Bob favorite. When did he first start becoming a fan of the rum chata?
I'm thinking when me and my sisters were able to start drinking alcohol around 16. You know, we would watch the games and do toasts after touchdowns and stuff. And I think he wanted to start us off with a little light stuff, you know. J-Mo's after Amani Toomer touchdowns were going to be tough for his
right.
So he got us into the rum chata, and it's become a staple. Giant games, Yankee home runs, it's the way we go. Ranger goals, it's what we got to do.
It's great.
Did you say 16?
Yeah, I mean, Katie, who's kidding who here?
Right,
I mean, the guy built
true.
A bar in his backyard.
True.
If you see Taylor and Peyton, they're lucky they didn't just do the rum shot.
With parents. With
yeah,
parents
of course.
Involved. With parents involved. So yeah. Bob doing Bob things here.
Bob is doing Bob. I mean, the shirt has become a big hit around here. Boy, and by the way, he also just pulled what Shep pulled with Bogus last year. He ripped the mic out of my hand just now. Talk about confidence.
Last year, the Schwartz v. Shep battle was the most memorable moment.
Schwartz won.
Schwartz came today. No Shep. Did we ever hear from Shep?
I never heard from him. I think he was scared off. I mean, Schwartz is bringing his son, who seems pretty tough. I think Shep was a little scared, which is a shame. You know, we could have had maybe
a bonding moment.
He's still to come. We might have Shep in the final hour.
Does Carlos with a K, you think, get in the car and come after the show?
Probably. Which at that point, I think we all hide behind the pool and pretend it's all.
Has there been any issues with the lavatory? Has there been a crush of people going in there? I used it. There was no line, but I might have caught it at the perfect inning.
I'm seeing a lot of wet spots on pants, so I'm going to assume no issues. No, I haven't heard anything. People have asked very politely. Pat, I did hear, already went behind the recyclable cans.
Oh, good.
So I think he's abandoned the bathroom
policy. Oh, good.
Policy.
So yeah. A classy
That's
individual.
That's not true, he says.
A classy individual. So coming up here at the top of the hour,
I mean,
we are going to start the process of the oiling of Boyle. And
yeah, the last hour, D.A., is going to be, you could argue,
outrageous.
The last hour of the show might be one of the most insane hours in D.A. show history.
And we are tallying where everybody came from and the distances, and it is really, really impressive.
It's very impressive.
It's really impressive. So we'll do the unveiling of who gets to oil Boyle, and yeah. I will say this. It's obviously a grand prize to be able to take baby oil and rub it all over Pat Boyle's pythons.
Look at the man. He's an Adonis.
That for years.
But yeah. I feel like if I only limited it to just one person, it would be unfair. So if you would like to oil Boyle to make him as uncomfortable as possible, we can line up. There can be a bit of a receiving line, if you will. For
like you're making communion.
Exactly. You know, if you'd like to bless the pythons.
Blasphemy. Well, and then there's like the VIP line.
Yeah, do we have any wafers that we can eat for communion as we do this?
It's cannolis.
If you can break off a piece of cannoli, we can.
Where's Badlands? Badlands, do you have any wafers stored in that stomach? You ready to get them out?
Katie, by the way, asked me, okay, so what's the build up to Badlands burping? And I'm like, I think he just chugs a liter of Diet Coke. I think that's the only lead up we have.
Yeah, it is Badlands Chugs on YouTube, so I think that's it. It's
okay.
2 liters, actually.
Liters.
It's a 2 liter. So he's going to chug it, bellow back, and he's already eaten about 70 powdered donuts, so there's plenty of going on. And I'm sure he's already hammered a bacon, egg, a booker.
That's right. I think that's right.
Wow.
So. You know, what an amazing moment to honor Bob with the sign.
I mean, I almost hate that I was standing next to him. I wish I could have absorbed it back then.
Yeah.
I heard in my head simply the best starting to play as he held up that sign. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody. You did that.
Simply the best.
Yeah.
Da, na,
I mean,
na, na.
And by the way, some racket. He's got to throw some bacon on a griddle. Now he's walking out of here with a remote control cooler. He's got the Your Hand sign. He's got the Bob's Bar sign.
And doesn't have to work another day in his life.
No. Yeah.
That's it. I mean, don't we all want to die and become Bob in our next lives?
I'd think. I mean, then again, my mom's a pain in the ass, so I don't know.
And you're a pain in the ass. But what a day it has been. And look, it's only getting started. We'll have another hour worth of the show. The final hour is the big hour.
Yeah.
There's a lot to shove in
Belches,
here.
Belches, kielbasas, bagpipes, oiling. A song I think that might take people's breath away.
Yeah, take my breath away.
Yeah.
And then the party continues afterwards.
Absolutely.
And so it's really up to Cap how much he wants to capture on camera after 10 a.m. Eastern time.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know if we should
He doesn't
have,
need to be called a creep on the corner as he waits.
Do we have a fisheye lens up top just so you can almost like...
Well, there is one. We have a crowd shot. Yeah.
Almost like wing cam? Did we have wing cam?
We had wing cam.
And
yes,
cake cam there was?
That was Badlands, the casual wingership.
Casual wingership. When we come back, we oil Boyle! Bob's three.
three, the Bob's Bar Show on CBS Sports Radio.